hope.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. This is Mr. Bibbidi. Here's the listener. Here's the Bibbidi.
Thanks, Polly, for time. I can barely speak. Polly, for time. You're getting so many drugs. I'm gonna be here.
Alright, what we're talking about here is it's kind of a, it's a heartland feeling, like melon camp, you know, kind of a melon feeling.
Okay, what you gotta get together is a heartland folk singer. We're gonna need him real quick.
John Cougar Mellencamp, Bruce Springsteen, Bob Seger, that type of feeling. Melon feeling, you know, real powerful, proving music of a heartland quality, just powerful, straightforward music. And if you can't get just the right type of feeling, find someone who will pass and change them.
Old man Johnson got his head in his hand, making his way across state in a fiddling band, with hair all down in his eyes and a microphone all covered with flies. When he gets on plane, goes back to his room, climbs in the bed in his cowboy boots, and he picks up a magazine, turns on the TV, lights a cigar as he's falling asleep. Well, he's only a person who doesn't know shit. Yeah, nothing happening, that's about it. Yeah, well, little Rosanna came from Texarkana, had $14 wrapped in a bandana. Came into town not looking for much. Well, she found a hound dog and she named him Dutch. She got a job at the arcade taking quarters, but she was never too good at taking orders. So one night she stopped giving out change. Kicked the boss in the shin and unplugged the games. She's only a person who doesn't know shit. Nothing happening, that's about it. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sam got canned at the cannery. He punched out the clock that night. His knuckle was bleeding as he walked home. He was cold and he had a headache. Well, his wife was cooking canned beans. He took out all the money out of his jeans and he set it on fire in the kitchen sink. As his wife handed him a drink, he was only a person who didn't know shit. Nothing happening, that's about it. Oh yeah. Ooh. Smiler was looking for handouts, sleeping in an abandoned lighthouse, down at the mini mall, shaking his hat, washing windows with his bare hand. He found the sports car with the keys in the ignition. It just seemed so easy. He took a joyride, drove it into a hedge, came out with the steering wheel wrapped around his head. Well, he's only a person
doesn't know shit. Nothing happening, that's about it. Well, Jenny was born in a small town. Everybody just standing around. They had bingo games and the raffle. Everybody chewing tobacco. Well, she grew up kind of restless. All her boyfriends wanted to be dentists. Well, she got a job at the truck stop. And she got old fast and never did what she wanted. She's only a person who doesn't know shit. Nothing happening, that's about it. Yeah, you're the... Oh yeah.
Show. Today's date is June 17th, 2013. It is 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. Welcome to my show. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget that I am also a person who is a life coach in training. I'm actually taking online and also through the mail correspondence courses in which I'm a life coach. And if you have any problems in your personal life, or maybe in your parenting, or perhaps in your marriage life, or in other relationships, or perhaps your employer, or your relationship with a family member, I can help you. Please call this show, 805-856-2808. Pose your question to me, and I will try my darndest to help you. Again, the number is 805-856-2808. I will do everything I can to help you because I care about you. I care about you every day, and then other days I care about you too. So that's my certificate.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
I'll guarantee for you, my friend.
Thank you for calling South Jordan Super Walmart. This is Janae. How can I direct your call?
Oh, yeah, I got a grocery question.
Okay, what, just you're looking for something or other?
Yeah, I'm looking for a product, yes, ma'am.
Okay, hang on a second.
Thank you. Corn, duck. I care about all my customers. I care about everybody. Every person I care about. Caller, you're on the air. Caller. Hello. Hello. Walmart Incorporated. Come on, you're fudging things up for me here. Hurry up. Mama, you've got to be kidding me. I have people listening to this. I cannot have you
Why, baby, if you matter anyhow. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, is this the grocery department out there?
Hello.
I don't have anyone picking up the line for you. What type of item were you looking for?
Oh,
well,
man, it's this Cap'n Crunch cereal they have out now. It's supposed to have, like, well, my kids won't eat their vegetables and stuff like that, so I heard about this Cap'n Crunch new product they were coming out with by General Mills, in which they had, like, spinach and turnip-flavored Cap'n Crunches that was supposed to be coming out this month, I believe. I contacted customer service with their company, and they said Walmart should be stocking it soon.
Okay. I know they've been bringing in new product. I haven't seen that one today.
Where on earth is everybody in the grocery department tonight?
They're still having their meeting tonight, so they're not out on the floor yet.
Kidding me? What kind of meeting are we talking about?
Well, they get their directions and everything for the evening type thing. So, let me radio back to a manager, see if they know if we have it in yet.
Shut up, boy. Daddy's on the phone with Walmart trying to get your damn cereal for you.
I'm gonna look at the crunch, Daddy.
I said cork hole it, boy. Daddy's on the phone trying to get you to eat your damn supper. Cap'n Crunch supper. Tear the roof of your mouth out.
Daddy, I want my Cap'n Crunch.
Boy, I'm going to whoop your hide is what I'm going to do to you. Don't embarrass me on my program. Don't embarrass your daddy on this program, damn it. I've got a lot of people in small press that I'm trying to impress right now, and I don't need your little ass on here crying. Now shut your ass up right now. Hyperventilating on me. I'm going to try to get you some of this. Hold on, boy. You like scrambled eggs? I can't believe. Did you? I think the kid is not with us. He ain't breathing down there. Good, that'll quiet you down. This gal's getting on my nerves. I'm not waiting around for her no more. I had to let you go, Walmart. I cannot be wasting any time. I've got a very serious show to put on here. Shut the hell up down there, boy. I thought you was... I'm trying for you, son. Just hold on, boy. Hold on.
This call may be monitored or recorded to assure quality service or for other business purposes.
Right.
Orem Walmart.
Who on earth is this?
Orem?
Yeah, I'm trying to call about a Cap'n Crunch product for my son here. You know anything about the cereal aisle?
I don't really, but what were you looking for?
Well, they got these new kind of, I guess they're got like titanium in them. It's for kids that's anemic. And my son's anemic over here, and the doctor said that Cap'n Crunch is coming out has a heavy metal in it for anemic children. He bruises really bad.
Let me see if I can get someone over in the cereal aisle. Just a second.
Thank you much. Hold on, boy. Don't you start bleeding on me now.
Hey, Daddy. He said I'm sick. The teeth are taking Cap'n Crunch.
I'm trying everything that damn doctor told me to do for you, boy. He's these damn people over at the Walmarts that don't want to get back to me.
It's
got to save your life.
In the crunch berries.
Yeah. They put cabbage in the crunch berries. You're right, son.
No, calf's liver.
Calf's liver?
Calf's liver.
That ain't calf's liver.
I'm hungry, Daddy.
I'm trying for you, boy. Damn it, I want your damn supper.
Hey, Daddy.
You ain't getting no more of my steakums. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You're going to throw a pot roast at the wall, Daddy.
If you don't shut your little ass up and stop embarrassing me on my program, I'll throw the whole fucking crock pot at your head. Hi, listeners. I'm so happy to have you here. Yeah, we're just hanging out, father and son. This is so much fun. Now shut your little ass up over there. You hear me? You've got to be kidding me. What's with these Walmarts? What's with these Walmarts? How big are these damn stores? 419 area code. You're on. I'm on with Walmarts right now. So you may. You're on the air, but
hello.
I'm waiting on Walmarts.
Is that Standish?
No, this is. Yeah, I got my boy with me here. He's anemic. And what we're trying to do is find Cap'n Crunch that's got titanium fibers in it.
What, the titanium berry of Cap'n Crunch?
Yeah, have you had it before?
No, I don't eat metal, man. That'll mess up my teeth.
It's different than what I've been told. I've heard about your metal-eating ways.
That's like heavy metal. Like Slayer.
Oh my gosh. Poor turtle.
Yeah, that's the kind of metal.
You like, you like Slayer?
I do.
I think we've been down this road a time or two. I'm not waiting for this fucking Walmart anymore.
You still don't have my ticket, do you?
Oh, man, no. They confiscated everything that was in my desk when I left Red Fez, man. They took all that shit. I didn't leave there with
Leopold,
nothing.
He's a dictator.
Yeah, I was lucky to leave there with the clothes on my back, to be honest with you.
Mr. McGinnis is a dictator.
The number 801-491-1102 has been disconnected. The number 801-491-1102 has been disconnected. No further information is available about.
Okay, we don't care about that. The thing is, what the fuck, you know, how do these people, how is Walmart the retail giant when they don't even have customer service, man?
It's a superstore.
No
kidding,
man.
Thank you for calling Adam and Eve. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
What's going on, Tim?
Yeah.
For assistance in English, please press 1.
I can't press nothing.
Para asistencia en español, oprima el número 2.
Nice music though, man.
To place an order or to change an existing order, press 1. For assistance with an order you have received, press 2. To check the status of an order you have not received, press 3. To request a catalog, press 4. If you are experiencing technical problems with our website, press 5. To change your mailing address, press 6. To hear these options again, press 7.
Son of a bitch. I can't press nothing. It doesn't work on this program.
Thank you for calling customer service.
Yeah.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Oh, now you're going to get the customer service.
For assistance in English, please press 1.
I can't press
Para
button.
Asistencia en español, prima el número 2.
All I want to find out about is this product.
To place an order or to change an existing
gosh.
Order, press 1. For assistance...
Well, fuck them then, because the fact is I can't press nothing. It doesn't work when I try to press things.
We've got a show to do, Tim Murray.
This is the damn show. I mean, what else do you want me to do? You want me to talk about...
I'm going to be seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you for calling. If you know your party's
bullshit.
Extension, you may dial it at
I
any time. For the operator,
extension.
Press 0 or stay
what's
on the line.
Going
to
on?
Repeat this menu, press the pound key.
It doesn't work like that on this phone. I cannot do that. It doesn't work with the
phone
talk.
You got a dial phone?
Thank you for calling customer support. Please hold while I try to connect you.
Thank you. Now, Michael Grover, you're offending me by coming on this show and telling me, interrupting me and telling me I have a show to do.
When you're like ordering stuff over the phone, man.
Thank
this
you for calling customer
show.
Support. This is Holly speaking. How can I help you?
Now, who on earth am I speaking with?
Sorry?
Who on earth am I speaking with?
Hello?
Yeah, who am I speaking with?
I'm sorry. I think we are having a bad connection. Please call
we
back.
We don't have a bad connection. We have a darn good connection. Here's the thing. I ordered your product, and I don't know if it's working.
She's gone, too.
No, she's not gone. She's right here.
You had a bad connection.
Hello, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yeah, I ordered your product, and I don't think it's working. Why, hello? You know, the actual art of customer service
she's
is gone.
She's speechless.
Yeah, if she's absolutely speechless, she's gone. The art is a dead art form.
Now the kid's crying.
I got my anemic son over here crying. I got. We're gonna talk about poetry because Michael Grover calls up this show to steer us in the right direction.
Voicemail system. Please leave a message. We will return your call. However, please do not leave a message to place an order. You must speak with a sales representative.
Please leave a message at the tone. When finished, you may hang up or press pound for additional options.
Hi, this here's Ed Standish, and the thing that I did is I ordered that fleshlight, but it was in the... It came in a damn, I think I'm allergic to whatever the hell it was made out of. The thing is, I think it was made out of latex or something like that, and I got that waterproof jackhammer bunny, and I'll tell you something right now, that thing is not waterproof, and I've been through 3 or 4 sets of batteries. I want a damn refund, and I demand it now, and I can't believe you're putting me through your little answering machine because you're hiding from me. You call me back. I can be contacted. I give you. You got to be. Well, you know, customer service, Michael Grover, I just don't understand anymore. It used to be something, you know, they held the door open for you when you went to one of these places. They were more than happy to take your call. Nowadays,
yeah,
you're
now
just
they transfer
a fucking
you to
number.
India or something.
Yeah, now you get transferred to India, you're just a fucking number, you're just some nameless consumer. They don't forget how to take your green, but boy, they don't give a shit about your name, you know?
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. So anyhow, you called up this show to steer us in the right direction. You want to talk about meeting up on Saturday.
I was just saying I'm going to see you on Saturday, Tim.
Are you driving by yourself out of Toledo?
No. Matt Charadia will be driving.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be in the passenger seat.
He's a good guy, man. I've met him before.
Yeah, you met him at the Black Kite.
Yeah, he's a good guy. And you're flying down out of Toledo.
Yep.
In the Grover Mobile?
No, we're going to take Matt's car. I don't know if the Grover Mobile. Wait, Grover Mobile had problems after driving it to Cleveland.
Yeah, and when will you be arriving in Jacksonville, Illinois?
Friday night, and we got a hotel Friday night, and then Saturday we're going to go to Michelle's house.
And when are you leaving?
I guess we're leaving Sunday. I mean, I think Matt has to work Sunday night. He works
the
third shift.
Okay. And are both of you will be reading at this?
Yes, we will be performing.
Now, that's 7 minutes per performer.
7 minutes.
7 minutes. Do you think you have enough material to cover 7 minutes?
Yes, I think I have enough material to cover 7 minutes.
And do you think Matthew Srigidia has enough to cover 7 minutes?
I don't think that's his last name.
No, I don't think you got it right there. It's Charadia.
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 Yeah.
He works in a factory.
Material. Yeah, he works in a factory making transmission parts. That's what he's doing
now,
right
is now.
This
is this a job? Well, no, go ahead, Roger. I'm sorry.
Oh, Roger's here. What's up, Roger?
Hey, man. How you doing, Michael Grover?
I'm good, Roger. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm alive.
All right.
I'll go take that.
Wish you could be there in Jacksonville, Illinois, man.
Oh, man, I got people after me, man. I'm laying real low right now.
You don't want the cops to show up at the reading. It would be a lot of drama.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about something else, too, man.
Oh, okay.
We got the Federalis. Mexican mafia.
You certainly don't want them showed up at the reading.
No, don't.
Maybe they'd like to read a poem.
You won't be in town, Roger?
No, man, I'm laying real low, man. I'm up in Skagit.
Don't say where you are, man.
Well,
yeah,
don't
tell us where you are.
I'm in the woods right now.
The Mexican mafia could be listening.
They could be, man. The Federalis. Damn dogs, man.
For some reason, ever since the marijuana laws changed in Colorado, Roger doesn't want to leave the state.
I don't know why.
No, man, I had to leave.
Why would
he
have the Mexican mafia after him if marijuana is legal?
Pills, man. I got in some trouble with a bunch of pills.
All right.
No, it's not all right, Michael Grover.
I understand, Roger.
It's not all right. It's not all right, Michael Grover. Oh, jeez. It's nice to hear Roger's voice, isn't it, Michael Grover?
Yes, it is. He's always on the run for something, though.
I know, man.
He's always running for somebody, man.
I
hit from the Circle K.
I was born, my papa's son, to hit the ground. I was on the run, man.
Oh, I was born my papa's son.
Now, are you on a payphone in the woods, Roger?
No, man. I'm calling you from a computer.
So they have dial-up in the woods, Roger.
Oh, I got one of them.
You got like a burner cell.
No, it's like a little device. I got Wi-Fi wherever I go, man.
Oh, okay.
It is
I'll
okay.
Tell you what. Yeah. Well, we were actually discussing some very, very important poetry business here because Michael Grover took it upon himself to call this show and steer us in the right direction. He's tired of the horsing around on the phone, and he would like to hear more conversation based on poetry, small press whodunits.
This is a serious show, man.
It is a very serious show. And so I would like to actually...
Roger, what do you think of that?
Well, you know how I feel about that, man. You know how, you know, people calling in, jerking around. Hey, I could be the biggest jerk off on this telephone, you know?
Yep.
And I'm tired of it. I got a poem I could read right now.
Will you please, Roger, grace us?
Okay, this one's about a horse. It's called Butterscotch. Butterscotch and Snickers, you were my two favorites. I took care of you that summer. It was a long summer. Now my eyes are red from cottonwood and from smoke from the forest fire. There are two fires burning in Colorado. There are three fires burning in Colorado. There are four fires burning in Colorado. There are five fires burning in Colorado. There are six fires burning in Colorado. There are seven fires burning in Colorado. There are eight fires burning in Colorado, Butterscotch. And you died. That was my poem.
That's a lot of fire.
That is. It's a smoky mess out there, man. You go outside, it's like...
Oh,
it's like hell, man.
That was beautiful. That was like, so you're in the woods now, and is it burning around you as we speak?
No, I'm in a part of the state that's been unaffected by the wildfires, man. They're up in Estes Park, Royal Gorge, Black Forest outside of the Springs, northeast of the Springs.
Now.
You ever been to Colorado?
I think you're kind of. I've never been to Colorado Springs, but I feel safe enough to call you like the Gary Snyder of the 21st century.
Oh man, he's a great poet, man. I wouldn't say that about me, man.
I did.
I'm just a juvenile delinquent who got old, man. You know, I'm just out here telling the kids. Take the right path, man. Go to Votech. Study your grades.
Yeah. Get good marks.
Take your vitamins.
Take your vitamins, man. Get good marks in school because you don't want to be a fool like Roger on the run, man. I can't even get a root beer. How's that?
Oh, that must be torture.
I had some hash in the toe of my boot. I had it stashed in there. And I was scraping it and smoking it, and I realized, oh, it wasn't this pair of boots, man. So I was getting high off of leather.
Wow.
You ever smoke leather, man?
I'm sure Tim Murray's been drinking root beer over there.
Yeah, but I mean, Michael Grover's probably smoked leather before. I mean, Michael, you seem like the type of guy who would smoke leather.
Leather? Yeah, it didn't really do anything for me.
Hmm.
It could have been all the sweat from my feet, man, you know.
Yeah,
well, that's true.
The fungus.
Oh, totally.
Psychedelics.
Totally. Totally.
So, Nilan, can I help you?
Yeah.
Hello?
Have you seen Roger around?
I'm sorry, sir?
Yeah, I was wondering, have you seen Roger out there by the payphone?
Which one, Roger?
Yeah, do you have Prince William in a can?
No, sir.
You don't have him in a can? Do you have
no,
him in
have
a bag?
Prince.
You have
no,
Prince
no, no.
William in a bag?
No sell, bro. No sell here liquor beer, my friend.
Who you calling,
I'm talking
bro?
About the tobacco, friend.
I'm sorry, sir?
I'm talking about the tobacco, Prince William. Do you have him in a can?
No Prince William can, my friend. No bag.
Yes.
Eggs. Well, what on earth was that sound?
You just hung up on me.
See what I'm trying to talk about? I'm trying to talk about...
Hebrew.
We don't have no Prince William Hebrew.
Hebrew. Hey, guys.
I don't understand. You can't even get any type of customer service ever, no matter what you do or where you go. It's dead. Look at this shit.
This is the end. My only friend.
Beautiful friend.
You this can't is be the end. Whoa.
7-Eleven, how can I help you?
Yeah, you got Prince William in a bag?
Excuse me?
Yeah, do you have Prince William in a bag?
Do I have what in a bag?
Prince William, the tobacco.
No.
You have it in a
Never
can?
Heard of it. Never heard of it.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Hey,
you
Tom.
Son of a bitch. Michael Grover, will you please read us a poem?
What?
Yeah. Read us something.
Read a poem.
Roger, read us another poem.
I got one right here, man.
Yeah, Roger's ready. Roger's
you get ready
prepared.
Too, Michael Grover.
Get ready. Yeah,
you found one, man, because this is my last one, man, so I can't read no more.
Yeah.
Right, this is written about a special lady friend of mine named Olivia, and she's dead. Olivia, you were a special lady friend of mine. We spent that summer at the cabin. We made crafts with pine needles. You said that the orange brought out my eyes. I said that the orange brought out your eyes. 'Cause we were watching wildfires burn. Burning the forest. Thick, acrid smoke in my nose. But I could still smell your perfume. We had body odor after 3 days, but I didn't mind. This is for you, Olivia. You're dead.
Damn, Roger. There's like a smoky motif in all of your poems. Have you noticed that?
Shit, there's a lot of smoke in my life, man.
How can I possibly follow that, Tim Murray?
I sure as hell wouldn't want to have to follow that. I mean, what happened to her? I mean, she's deceased, and I don't mean to, you know, pour salt on your old wounds here, Roger. But, you know, what? How did she meet her demise?
Gas chamber.
In Auschwitz?
No, man, Texas.
Oh, Texas.
Same thing.
You mean like she parked in her garage and left the motor running and fell asleep?
No, she was executed by George W. Bush.
And what was she convicted of?
Murder of a 7-Eleven clerk.
Well, I could see that.
Armed robbery. That happened. 5/15. May 15th, 1994.
There should have been worldwide protests of this.
Oh, geez. Here we go with this crap. You're going to go start protesting on this show, Michael Grover.
Don't let Ed Standish find out.
This is your show, Ed Standish. You're in control, sir.
Well, this is the Tim Murray Variety Show.
You just go make another call.
This is ridiculous, man. This is fucking customer service is for the birds.
A great day at Steak and Take. This is Jessica speaking. How can I help you?
Stephanie, you said?
I'm sorry, this is Jessica.
Yeah, Jessica, are you the manager over there?
I am the manager on duty, yes. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was just wondering, do you guys have a lost and found box?
Do we have a what?
A lost and found box.
Yes, of sorts. What is it you're looking for?
Well, I've left several items on there. I had to run out of the store the other day. I was eating supper, but I got a call and I had to leave right away. I left a head of lettuce, my bifocal glasses, and a jacket.
Just stop crying.
I don't see any of those items. You said a jacket? What kind of a jacket?
It's like a one of those members only jackets with the got like the button tabs on the collar and all that stuff. Real nice jacket.
Is it denim?
No, man. It's
no.
Like, I don't know what it's made out of, but it's certainly not denim.
Okay, was it earlier this evening?
It was last night for supper.
Okay, last night at dinner. All right, let me take a look in the office. I don't see anything up here up front where we.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll usually leave it up front behind the counter for like 24 hours.
Man.
And then let me take a look in back and see if it's back here maybe somewhere.
I'm sorry.
Hold on
one
second.
Busy, yeah. Jessica.
Yeah.
Go.
No, I didn't.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, I know.
Hello?
I'm sorry,
hello?
I'm still here. An employee was asking me a question. I apologize.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Jessica.
Just one moment.
Sorry about that.
No, it's no problem. I'm looking around and I don't see anything like that at all anywhere. The only thing I have here is a flimsy little denim jacket and then a little girl's sweatshirt.
Oh, girl's sweatshirt. Is that denim jacket nice though?
It's like Chino's or something like that. Chino brand.
Is it stonewashed?
No, it's like a kind of a darker denim.
All right, man.
Oh,
well,
I'm sorry. You said okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't see anything like that at all. I do sincerely apologize.
Well, here's the thing.
Radio?
If you see any of your employees walking around with a members-only jacket and glasses and a head of lettuce, you know who took my stuff.
Okay, sir.
All right, have a nice night now.
You too. Thank you. So sorry.
Bye-bye.
She sounded like
good customer service.
Yeah, now that was customer service Steak and Shake. You know what the hell you're doing, Valparaiso Steak and Shake. You people are very kind to your customers. She took time out of her busy evening. I heard a busy restaurant behind her, and she still took time to help me find mine.
She sounded hot.
Well, Roger, you could have jumped in any time there. I mean, you could have
asked her out. She could hear me. I think she can only hear you, man. Because I was saying stuff.
We were so down. I think the head of lettuce is wilted. I know.
Well, I think it's ridiculous that somebody would like take another person's items. It wasn't their shit. I mean, I wouldn't have taken it. I would have put it in the lost and found box.
You know, I go to a restaurant like that, I fall in love with the waitress, like, easy.
You fall in love a lot, don't you, Roger?
Yeah, I got a big heart, man. That's what this life is about when it comes down to it, man. Is my enlarged heart.
You know there's medication for that, Roger.
Fuck that.
He doesn't want a normal heart.
I take two different antidepressants, antidepressant booster, sleeping pill, an antihistamine, B12, C, D, every day.
Got all that stuff out in the woods?
No, it's in my hip pack.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, I'm bringing them back, man.
Now, what do you? You're on numerous meds, numerous medications, and
mm-hmm.
Do you take these all at the same time in the morning with, like, your English muffin, or is it something that you have to take throughout the day?
Well, two things. I don't eat breakfast, and I don't wake up in the morning. Okay?
Okay. That's fair enough.
Fair enough.
I wouldn't think of you as a morning guy, Roger.
No, I sleep mornings, man. I'm a night owl.
So you take this stuff in the evening, then? I mean, you wake up somewhere...
No, I take it in the afternoon.
And what do you wash it down with?
Whatever I got, man. Root
beer. So you're not like a vampire?
No, I ain't no vampire, man. I kill vampires. I dated a vampire.
be a vampire these days.
Everybody wants to be. Nobody knows.
See, we're back to bad customer service again.
I don't know you answering the phone.
You have reached 510-332-6511. At the sound of the beep, please leave a message.
You can stick it up your keister.
Like calling somebody's house.
I must have dialed the wrong number. I didn't mean to call somebody's house. Let's try this different one here. Apologize for that, whoever house that was, or cell phone, or whatever.
I hope you didn't wake them up.
They were probably...
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
See what I mean about customer service? Uh-oh.
They can't even keep their phone on.
Roger? Roger, please call back into the show. I accidentally hung up on you. I was trying to delete that
Roger?
Other... Yeah, I did. I should probably lose my... I should probably lose my Blog Talk license over that. Roger, please, call back into the show. I'm sorry about that. I was trying to get rid of that other
she'll
weird
like
number.
She'll keep you around.
Well, you know, I don't know about that, Michael Grover.
She's a hard ass.
Actually,
huh?
Well, if we're speaking of the same person who I think we are, I have received... very abusive emails from her after every show. Very abusive.
So she's not happy with the show.
She's not very happy with the show so far. But, you know, I mean, you
she
get with one of those...
She's got a potential in it.
Something, but, I mean, it's like she's got to, like, realize who the hell she was hiring in the first place, you know? It's like...
Well, I was there when she asked you to do the show.
Yeah, I know. And then she turned on me. She's like, well, I don't like it no more. I don't like when you talk about all that serious stuff. I want you to screw around more often. So I said, I'll try to do that.
Make some phone calls and stuff.
Yeah, so I said, I'll try to do all those things for you. And
well, yeah,
I don't know, man. I've tried everything.
You might have been a little homophobic last time. It could scare the audience off.
Yeah, I don't mean to be. Certainly don't mean
to be. Well, it was me that was homophobic. It wasn't you.
I don't remember you being homophobic. I thought that was like you marched in parades against that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I did.
You have before? You've actually marched in a parade against homophobia?
Marched in a parade?
Against homophobia?
I went down to the gay pride thing that they had here in Toledo last time, and there was like this church guy, he was bullying this girl around and making her cry, so I made him stop.
You gotta be kidding me. You have no business. You have no
those affairs.
Business interfering with that man and what he was doing. That's freedom of speech, my friend.
Yeah, I guess. You tell him he was gonna fuck her dog.
Thank you for calling your 24-hour Walgreens. Located at northwest corner of Clovis and Kings Canyon, with convenient pharmacy drive-through service, for the pharmacy department, press
Roger,
1. For all other departments, press 2. To hear pharmacy hours and location, press 3. To hear store hours and location, press 4. To repeat this menu at any time,
press
the star key.
I cannot press buttons from my end of this phone. It does not work.
Well, you got the dial?
No, I don't have a dial. It just doesn't work.
Your entry was not recognized. Please try again. For the pharmacy department, press 1. For all other departments, press 2. To hear pharmacy...
You cowards. Michael Grover, I'm going to see you this Saturday. You're arriving in town this Friday, which is very, very... Well, it's going to be a fun time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As long as there's no laughter, I'm a happy guy. You know what I'm saying? As long as we can destroy... Yeah. As long as we can destroy humor together, I'm very happy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just one of them guys who's, you know...
Yeah.
I want a serious evening. I want a serious weekend of literary discussion.
Yeah, away.
Yeah, right, right. And Brian is a very serious man. He's somebody who brings a certain level of intellect to the small press. He's definitely an asset.
Asset.
And I just feel like, you know, this weekend is going to be very magical in that we're able to develop new techniques for inseminating poetry around the world and reaching a larger audience. And we're going to plant our seed this weekend. And I feel like it starts with me and you, Michael.
That's done in a sexual way, is it?
Probably. It'll probably wind up sexual, yes.
You're starting to make me feel uncomfortable again, Tim.
Sorry about that, Michael. I don't know. I kind of have like an attraction sort of thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's where the homophobia comes in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Do you actually, there's about... Oh, almost about 9 minutes left of the show tonight. Did you remembered me as a life coach?
Yes, I did.
Do you have any any areas of your life that you feel like you could benefit from my listening and my response?
Last time I talked to you about life coaching, like the socialist revolution pulled my card.
Oh man. It's, you know what I'm saying. Well, I would consider you fortunate for that.
I know you would.
Anytime the socialist revolution pulls your card or kicks you out of their club or anything like that, you got to know that you're going in the right direction in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, actually, that brings up a very good topic. Now, there is going to be a premature release. Speaking of, there's going to be a premature release of this communist chat book in Jacksonville, Illinois this weekend.
I think it's a book.
I don't know. Is it a book? A chat book? What is? I haven't read it. Why would I do that?
It's a book. I've read it.
How many pages?
About 60.
This thing's perfect bound, or is it static?
Yeah, I think it's perfect bound. I think it's a book.
What the hell's going on with the literary underground here? I mean, they're really like starting to produce good things and all that.
They must have won the lottery or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no kidding. 937 area code. You were on with Michael Grover.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
It all starts with penetration. You know, up front.
Well, yeah.
Some people like to be on top, you know, others like to be on bottom. But, you know, sometimes, you know, some mornings I just wake up and I don't know what kind of mood I'm in.
Right. Now, do you ever find yourself queefing after doggy style?
You're preaching to the choir, queefing. Doggy style, you get all that. You got all that air.
You need some life coaching there, Tim Murray.
Now, actually, did you, 937 area code, did you call in to take advantage of the free life coaching that I'm offering on this program? Please, feel comfortable. You are completely anonymous. Pose your question, and I will do everything I can to help you become a better person.
Well, this is so mental embarrassing.
Please don't be embarrassed.
Okay.
No one knows your name.
Okay.
It's Michelle Quinn.
I have this identical twin.
Okay.
And his name is... Just to be anonymous, I'm going to say his name is Dick Tickle.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes I go to the local rest stop. There's bathrooms there, you know, the rest stop.
Okay.
And, I put my foot, you know, underneath, like, you know, the little divider thing, and I tap it. And when I do that, you know, other men, they approached me, and I'm not sure why. I don't know if it's some secret signal. And then one time there was my identical twin brother, we'll just call him Dick Trickle. And,
mm-hmm.
And we...
Please, go on.
We had special relations, and in the rest of, I need life coach. I'm traumatized.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You were in a rest stop bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You somehow mistakenly signaled for another man to approach you. This is probably a glory hole situation, I'm assuming.
Well, there's no holes. It's just, you know, I mean, there's a little rusty spot, you know, that you could kind of pull through. Nothing glorious about it.
Hmm. So I'm wondering how you copulated with your twin in this rest stop bathroom. I mean, were you able to see his face as you engaged in this homosexual act with your brother?
That's the thing. It was like I was just looking in the mirror at myself, you know. I looked like,
okay.
It was almost like I was manually gratifying myself in the mirror. I'm so embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed, please. Don't be embarrassed. I do not have your name. And I would suggest I have a couple of suggestions here. One would be to meet with your brother in a place that's a little bit more conducive to romance. Not a truck stop bathroom. I would say if you can agree on one of your homes, you know, your own bed or possibly a very nice hotel of some type. And I know a very nice place in Cleveland, Ohio, if you're wondering. And
me and Masheridi are going to be staying in a nice hotel in Jacksonville, Illinois there.
Sure, so possibly you could use Michael Grover's bed if you ever find yourself in Jacksonville, Illinois this weekend. And I would think that the trauma would be lifted if the two of you could engage in twin sex with one another, but it was in a more romantic and slower-paced environment. And in
that
a
wasn't
place
very
that
nice
wasn't...
That they were staying in Cleveland.
Oh.
Right.
So you think this Michael Grover fella, he would like to watch my brother and I engaged in special relations?
He probably... Yeah, Michael... Yes, I'm sure Michael would.
I'm starting to feel uncomfortable now.
He's definitely a voyeur, and I'm sure that he would love to stand there and at least hide in the closet. And we're hiding for like 40 years. But he's been in the closet for like 40 years, so it's nothing new to him. And he will hide in this closet, watch you and your brother. I think if you do something by candlelight, perhaps champagne, do something a little bit more conducive to... To romance, I think that you and your brother can have a sustained and very fruitful sexual relationship with one another.
Well, yeah, I have a phobia of, you know, with fire and candles. Candles are out, so maybe some flashlights just on, pointing up at the ceiling.
Sure. How about a nightlight?
Nightlight
might
be
good. Black light.
No black lights, no. No. Oh, no. I don't swing that way.
But please, I would take it slow. I mean, I wouldn't do like full-blown anal sex like on the first trip in the hotel or in your bed or wherever you find yourself together again. I would take it very slow with some light petting and kissing. And I would set up parameters. You have to have rules of engagement. You have to be able to know each other's limits. You have to know each other. And take it slow. I mean, the hardcore... Butt sex is something I would say for maybe like the third or fourth hookup.
Starting to feel uncomfortable.
But the thing is, we already have safe words. My brother and I, my twin, we have safe words. You think Grover would like that? You think Grover would like a safe word if he was watching? And there was lots of heavy petting.
I'm not going to watch. I don't need no safe word.
Michael, I mean, I think it's kind of rude of you to turn your back on this person who needs help, and actually if you were in on the safe word, you could possibly be someone who can caress the two of them if they got uncomfortable.
Well, why would I be caressing them?
You could caress them.
This show's got like 5 seconds left. I love everybody, and I'm going to see everybody this coming weekend. I